This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't. Of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 12th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Running the three-man show at least for one more morning. Jason either comes back tomorrow or Friday. I believe he comes back Friday. Not positive. He's been in Florida. I got to tell you, Tilt City, I've been back on the unsubscribe kick.
Oh, no.
I can't beat these stupid bots or whatever it is. And they're so stupid. Do you think I care about this? America's greatest threat and how to prepare. I mean, it sounds like it's important. But
that sounds kind of scary, whatever it is.
And I'll hit unsubscribe, and then I'll get something similar tomorrow. There was another one about AI's crypto boom. I don't care. Why are you sending it to me?
No, I've realized that I've lost the battle, not only with my personal email, but my Odyssey email as well. It's just overrun with bots and a billion guest requests, and I've lost the war. I've waved the white flag. This is me waving the white flag on emails.
Here's another example. The dollar's fate. You think I care? I mean, maybe I should, but I don't care.
It's kind of important.
Why are they sending me about the dollar?
JP, you have to start a new email. At this point, it's not stuff you signed up for that you can unsubscribe to. It's junk mail. It's spam.
Yeah.
It will just keep coming and coming because they have your email address. It's in the system.
It's so annoying.
So for everyone you unsubscribe, five or ten new ones probably take their place.
The things you unsubscribe from are businesses that you buy stuff from online that they keep sending you promos for.
Drab Solution might be the only solution. Where you just punt that email start fresh.
I had to do it back in the day. My older one was compromised. Mm-hmm. I was same thing, getting so much stuff, and it was inundated where I was missing important emails.
Right.
And I made the switch.
I'm still holding on to this Yahoo email. I think I established a Gmail account a decade ago.
I have a Gmail that I never use.
I hate the address that I came up with because it was Junkies related. It's very clunky.
Right.
I guess I could ultimately change that and come up with a new address.
I've also determined that there aren't that many important emails. Like Valdez.
I agree with that.
Maybe one slips through the cracks. If one does, I'm guessing somebody's going to text me about it. As a follow-up. So
I maybe got two important emails in the last 100 days.
I've lost the battle, and I'm resigned to that.
In terms of importance, see, I get a daily email from Isabella School. I also get from Dylan School.
Unimportant. Both of them
unimportant. Those will go on your delete list sooner rather than later.
If there's a crisis, they'll call you.
Yeah, but...
You need to know about the bake sale.
I don't need to know about the bake sale, but I do need to know about re-enrollment. And certain things.
Okay, that's fine.
And then I'm coaching multiple teams, so that's all done on email. It's just annoying. You're right, though.
No,
I probably can't defeat it because I unsubscribe and it just keeps coming.
You're on the list.
Yeah, you made the list.
But it is illegal. If they say unsubscribe, you should be unsubscribed. If it has an option, unsubscribe.
It's
spam. It's
even if it's spam, I get it. They can't. I mean, they're not allowed to spam you.
Go to my spam file. I have a spam file.
It's gotcha. It's stuff to try to trick them into donating money.
I understand. It's spam. Yeah, it's all illegal bull crap. And if it says unsubscribe, it should unsubscribe you.
Do you know how many times I get stupid emails about gold or crypto?
I know it's coming. All this crap.
He's on the list.
He's in the system.
Yeah. His thing's just getting passed around like some.
Believe me, ruined. I'm way worse than you guys. My phone is ruined. Okay, my phone is ruined.
You can't just toss away your phone.
I get 50 to 75. That's probably conservative. Spam. Text messages a day, and I unsubscribe, I stop, I block. It doesn't matter. It just keep coming, and it is criminal.
I'll go in phases.
What I think the solution might be for email, potentially, because a lot of it stems from, I don't care how much cash you carry, like Lurch. Most people make online purchases, right? And that's where a lot of it stems from. You got to have an email just for purchases. And then you got to have another email that you only use for work.
Well, that
never give
very,
it out to anybody. No, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But you can manage it. There are ways you can manage it.
I mean, I have my work email isn't the same as my personal email. My work email is not compromised with spam or anything like that.
Because you're not purchasing anything from it. Exactly. But you purchase
I don't think it's
stuff,
about the purchases for my emails. I'm getting a lot of things that are not related to purchases. And by the way, I make almost zero online purchases in a year.
You'll be shocked what you subscribe to or what you pay online, bills, whatever it is. You're getting, if you need to have separate ones. And then there are ways you can incorporate all your emails into one email. It filters it out. I mean, there's ways you could do it. But you're right, it's a pain. I'm not diminishing what a pain it is. It's horrific. I think spam has ruined email. And I know personally, spam has ruined my phone. But what am I going to do? I got a phone number for 30 years. Am I going to get rid of the phone number?
No.
I've had for 30 years all my contacts.
Well, how long have I had my Yahoo email? It's been many years.
I feel the same way about my email. It's kind of like my email.
Yeah.
And mine is ruined and compromised too. The world is a poop show. We have stage 4 cancer. The world. My opinion.
Better go to chemo. Try to beat it.
I don't know that you can.
Best we
can. I think
it's
beyond repair.
I was up a little late last night and I had the Capitals on, and it was 4-4. I was like, I probably should go to bed.
I mean, that's late. I couldn't even make it to the first period. I know that yesterday I was talking a big game. Like, yeah, I'll watch the first period and go to bed. I was in bed by 9:20.
I don't know what it was.
I couldn't make it to a 10 p.m.
Everything
puck drop.
Happened later for me. So I left the grocery store at like 8:45.
Well, that's
because I had to pick up a
bizarre.
Bunch of stuff.
I know it was empty at 8:45. It was probably like a scene from The Walking Dead.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Really?
I don't know. Live in a neighborhood that has a giant that still has a good amount of people at 8:45.
Weird.
You know what it was? Yard work season has begun.
Ah.
And so
I
had a soccer practice because it was a beautiful day. I did some yard work because in my neighborhood, the recycle / yard work crew, they'll pick up those bags only on Wednesdays. So it's kind of critical to get everything done before Wednesday or it's going to pile up for the next week. And I've had all these branches from the windy conditions like knocked down. And I just had like a pile. I mean, you could probably almost start a bonfire. And then I had to break all the branches to fit them in the stupid bags to set them up. So everything was later and I'm watching the Caps. And I was thinking, you know, we just had Joe B on the show. And one of the discussion points with Joe B was this team scores a lot of goals. And then in particular in the third period, and they did it again.
Yep.
They did it again.
Win 7-4. What a way to start their road trip. Now they've won five straight games. Alexi Protas with his first hat trick. Ovi with three assists.
Ovi gave him an empty netter at the end.
He did, yes.
So Ovi, unselfish EB, Ovi, could have scored an empty netter. But since Protas had two goals, he wanted to hook him with a hat trick.
I give this goal to Pro. I pad stats later. Drab hate my empty net goals. No, not the fan.
They should almost have a separate category, too, for the empty netter when you're up two. Like, I almost feel like that one is the really cheap one when you're up two and you go up three. Because when you got three, then they just put the goalie back in and they just wave the white flag.
Mm-hmm.
But you really should wave the white flag when you're up two.
By the way,
you pull an empty netter.
Ho-hum, another three-point night from Pierre-Luc Dubois, the guy that everybody, all the pundits said, what are the Caps doing acquiring this guy? He's been on a bunch of teams. He wears out his welcome wherever he goes. How about he has 57 points already? He's on a bullet train to shatter his career high for points, which is 63. You think he's not going to get 6 points in the next 17 games?
How about Tom Wilson's year?
I'm pretty sure he will.
How about Tom Wilson's year?
I mean, Willie's just having a sterling year. Is he at 29 goals now? Did he get 30 yet? He's right around that number.
Career high in points as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's just having a spectacular season. Things are just lining up for the Caps right now. Not going to say they're going to win the Stanley Cup, but things are looking good for this team. I mean, they're a lock to be the one seed in the East.
It's a nice long run
at this point.
This early summer.
Right.
That would be great if we get hockey in April, May, and June.
Be fantastic.
We need it. People need to freaking lock in. I honestly want to scold the listeners. You guys got to do a better job because we're doing a great job in online listening and everything. We should just, I honestly think we should, at some point, we're going to have to penalize you and we're going to have to pull the pod.
Is that what it is?
People are listening at their leisure.
Mm-hmm.
You got to grind with us.
It's damaging our bottom line.
Yeah, you're hurting us. You're really hurting us. It's getting to the point where it's embarrassing. Okay?
Do you really want to hurt your radio friends?
Yeah.
Your radio pals?
I mean, you've gotten to the point now where you've embarrassed me. Okay? Because people aren't listening to the radio, or the ones that are listening to other stuff. But you know how I know? Beyond the fact that we get these emails saying, oh, your online listeners, up. Oh, your radio ratings are in the toilet. Right. They're the lowest you've ever seen. You know how I know that's true? It's because I get emails throughout the day, or not emails, because I don't use email, because email's compromised. I get tweets throughout the day referencing topics that we talk about, because you know they're listening right at that moment.
Sure.
So 9 hours later, someone's commenting on something that we talked about 19 hours or earlier.
I told this to Drab the other day. I ran into Larry Duvall.
Please listen live.
Larry Duvall, we used to work with.
Yeah.
Now it's Monumental Sports, but he was with Comcast Sportsnet, which became NBC Sports Washington, which became Monumental. And I'm picking up my kid around noon, and I see him from a distance, and he goes, hey, JP. And he flashes his phone.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, I'm watching you guys on YouTube right now.
I know.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So he's just plucking a segment that Mike Marr.
I don't care. It's all killing us. It's all killing us.
I'm sure it's going to be great for contract renegotiations. It's going to be awesome.
I think I'm just going to punt. I got better things to do.
Pretty fun.
Better things to do.
Coming up on the show today, we will give you the latest on the Commanders news, their acquisitions. Michael Phillips, host of the MP on the Mike Show on 910 The Fan in Richmond after us. He will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Of course, he comes on before AWOD every day. So we will talk to Michael Phillips at 8 o'clock. Rex Hoggard, reporter for the Golf Channel, joins us. Why? Because Tiger Woods had another big surgery. So we'll get into that. Coming up next, we're going to play a little better or worse. Which teams have benefited the most? Which have gotten worse? How about the Commanders on defense, on offense? We'll tackle that next here on The Junk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You want to give us a call? You can hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So there's been a flurry of activity here the last 2 days. Legal tampering period will lead to the official start of free agency at 4 o'clock today. That's when the moves can become official. Yeah. Somebody like Aaron Rodgers, he's actually still part of the Jets. He can be released 4 o'clock. I believe the league year starts at 4 p.m.
That's when guys can officially sign their deals and everything gets on the books.
Yes. So I was looking at kind of these flurry of moves, and I thought we could play a game of better or worse on some of the teams. Focusing first with the Washington Commanders, has their defense gotten better or worse? They've added Kinlaw, defensive tackle. They've added now safety Will Harris. But, of course, they lost Jeremy Chinn, and they lost Jonathan Allen. That's kind of where the defense is right now. They did re-sign Bobby Wagner, of course. But in terms of what they had last year versus this year, are they better or worse, Cakes?
They sound worse, personally.
I don't think they're worse. I think it's a wash. I mean, I think it might be an upgrade at safety, possibly. Possibly might be an upgrade even at safety. I mean, some of the clips I saw, what a freaking thumper that dude is, Will Harris. I don't know. I think it's a wash. They might be a little bit down on the Allen for Kinlaw deal, but I actually kind of trust the staff that they're going to make him viable.
I kind of like the Kinlaw deal until I saw this blurb that Chris Russell retweeted yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it. This is from overthecap.com, which I think some of us use to check up salary cap numbers throughout the years, see where teams stand. They graded the Javon Kinlaw signing an F. They said, most contracts in the NFL have some level of justification. This does not. The Jets signing Kinlaw at $7.5 million was a bad one last year, and this just blows that away. 3 years, $45 million with $30 million full at signing. Insane. Teams that do stuff like this because they have cap room often wind up a mess in a year or two because the cap room is gone, and they wonder why they have some of these contracts on the books.
The fundamental problem I have with that is the implication is that whoever gave him that contract is a moron. And I'm not willing to go. I do think Ron was a moron on some level.
I'm not willing to go there
with Peters. I'm giving these guys the benefit of the doubt.
I am
they
too,
know what they're
look,
doing.
This is just a guy.
This is just some nerd.
Looking at it from 30,000 feet.
Yes.
So, look, if Kinlaw comes
fine,
in and has
he can
a really
grade
big,
him all he wants.
If he has a really big impact and can rush the passer and stuff the run, he's going to be worth the $15 million.
The Kinlaw deal is questionable. A lot of people have questioned it, but Adam Peters knows him. They drafted him in San Francisco in the first round.
Yep.
I think talent-wise, he may bring something that they weren't getting from Jonathan Allen. We're not sure how they're going to employ him in the scheme.
I totally agree with you.
But that's what they're going to try and do.
They probably overpaid, but life isn't – I had this argument with someone else. Life isn't perfect. You don't get a bargain every time, unless you're me. I'm a great bargain shopper. But – you don't get a bargain every time. Sometimes you get bargain here. I got overpay a little bit here.
Well,
right?
Plus you're also competing with other teams to try to sign these guys. So you have to come in with like decent offers.
Well, right. That's why
these guys are going to accept.
That's why you overpaid.
Right.
And he's also cheaper than Jonathan Allen. We just saw Jonathan Allen sign this $60 million deal, average value of $20 million a year in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm with Cakes, though. I think they might be slightly worse when you compare Harris to Chin. Chin seems to be the better player, but Harris cheaper. So they've gotten cheaper on defense.
Mm-hmm. They've saved some
cash.
Which
you probably like that. It means you're going to be a little more expensive on offense.
Sure.
All right, the Philadelphia Eagles, better or worse? Here's what's happened with the Eagles. On March 10th, Darius Slay was released. He signed with the Steelers. Then Josh Sweat signs a huge deal with the Arizona Cardinals. 4 years, $76.4 million. That's their defensive end. Then they lose Cakes' guy, Milton Williams. Yesterday, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was traded.
Traded to the Texans. They bring back an offensive lineman in return.
They also lost some depth guys on defense. Linebacker Oren Burks signed a two-year deal with the Bengals. I think it's hard to say they've gotten better. They gave Saquon Barkley a big bag of money. That team got worse.
I think you have to say that right now they're worse than they were after they won the Super Bowl. Can't say that they're better. Can't say they're improved. They lost some massive pieces. And look, when you win the Super Bowl, this is what happens. Teams come and pick through your roster for some of the top players because you can't afford to sign them all. They couldn't afford $26 million a year to Milt Williams, along with re-signing Bond. You can't afford all these guys.
This is the problem of good teams. Yeah.
Right.
But
other teams come calling.
But are they worse? Probably worse.
Their offense is not worse.
It's also not fair to make this evaluation at this point. Free agency's not even over. And obviously the draft's not here.
Yeah, but when you lose key contributors to a defense that helped you win a Super Bowl, I think it's a pretty big hit. I mean,
I think now
they had to make decisions. It's like, who do we keep? So, and eventually they're going to have to pay some of these guys, right? So, Carter is a monster on the defensive line. They're going to want to keep him throughout his career if possible. He's going to get a big bag of money whenever his contract's up in a couple years, right? So, he's on a rookie deal, but you got to pay Jalen Carter. They decided to give Zach Bond a bunch of money. Zach Bond, who had been apparently a special teamer his whole career, but last year was in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. So they decided to give him the money. And they let Williams and Sweat go. But those guys were key contributors on the defensive line. So I think they're worse. I'm not saying that means they're not the favorite to win the NFC East. But
I think they've taken
worse.
I think they've taken a hit, but I also think they're aware of what they're doing and they're making tough choices.
Oh, boo-hoo for Philly. I'm glad they're worse. They were the best team in the league last year.
Right.
Glad they're taking a few steps backwards.
How about the Detroit Lions? If we want to stick with contenders, their key addition so far in free agency, DJ Reed. Really okay, good
so
quarterback.
They upgrade their secondary.
But departures, they lost Carlton Davis, mm-hmm. who the Patriots signed 3 years, $54 million.
Man, it's good to be a corner in the NFL in 2025. That's one of the positions you want to play coming out of college. I would say Reed's probably a slight upgrade, but it's close.
I feel like it's a wash. They also added Derek Barnes, a linebacker. But the Lions, it's funny, all our conversations, it seemed to be focused on the Eagles, and I get it. They won the Super Bowl. They won the division. The Lions won more games than the Eagles in the regular season.
I mean, they're going to be a threat in the NFC for a long time. It's weird to say this about the Lions now. They're a well-run organization, and their team is super talented. And that's something you couldn't say about the Lions, like, 5 or 7 years ago.
I also agree with your larger point that Valdez was quibbling with you yesterday about that Goff, I think, ultimately holds them back. I think
Goff,
you could win a Super Bowl with Goff, but you got to cross your fingers.
He's good, but he's not great.
He's
not top tier.
No.
And he needs a lot of
people. Why is Goff getting trashed?
He needs a lot of things to go right.
Dude, he's thrown for 4,500 yards 3 years in a row. 37 and 12, QB rating of 111, second in the NFL.
How
much better do you guys want him to get?
You would put him in
don't throw
in
five
tier.
Interceptions
you'd
put him in a critical tier with, okay, postseason game.
Yes,
he's done that multiple
game.
Times.
Would you put him in a tier with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow?
No, but he was.
He could run that Cadillac offense. He could run that Cadillac. He can get behind it. He could start it, and he can make the basic throws.
I know you guys are so focused.
He is
can
not
I tell you what you're doing? You're so
elite.
Focused on someone comparing to Jaden. You won't give Goff his flowers. Goff has been playing for numerous years now as a top quarterback in the NFL.
He's been very good.
It
has nothing to do with Jaden Daniels.
Well, I know, but everyone's making it.
Not me.
I've never
been a huge fan of Goff, ever. He's put up big numbers.
Well, what do you want
Sam Darnold just did the same thing, right? Now, I think he's okay. We'll see what he does in Seattle. I think it's a good signing by you guys.
Yeah,
in
and
a,
Sam,
in a terrible
Sam
class.
Darnold does it for two more straight years. People are going to go, "Wow, he's pretty awesome."
I think they tend to be hollow numbers.
You kick their ass. You can be proud of that. They played a horrible game and you kick their ass, or maybe you were the better team. But Jared Goff has proven for numerous years
he's a good quarterback. I didn't say he's trash. He's competent. And you could win a Super Bowl with him because the Ravens won a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer. And
he's way better than Trent Dilfer.
Eric?
No, it's not insane.
He was the number one pick in the draft.
I know. He is.
He took the Rams to a Super Bowl, and he's been good with the
Lions. He's like a guy in Colorado that hits 50 home runs, 40 of them in Colorado.
Here's what he is, in my opinion. He's like the eighth or ninth best quarterback in the league. And there's no shame in that.
It's pretty good.
He's a top 10 quarterback.
I think
he
has flaws.
He's not
a
top. He's not a top 5. He's not a top 3 quarterback. That's all. I'm not saying he sucks.
Well, he finished.
I'm not saying
in the MVP voting.
He's very good. He's just not great. I can't give him the great / elite.
I didn't ask
treatment.
You to call him great. You guys say he sucks every day
never,
on the show.
Never,
and I don't even like
I think he holds them back. I think ultimately he's the weak link. That's a very good football team. Well coached.
All I say.
I think their weak link was their defense, which was decimated by injuries. So the Commanders took advantage of that.
I'm going to ask you this. Be honest.
I think his five interceptions.
You can start your team.
An awful game.
You can start your team today with either Jared Goff or Jaden Daniels. Who would you pick?
Well, one's younger, by the way.
He loves Jared Goff so much, I figure he'll pick Goff.
But maybe
that's
if
not
it
even
was...
what I'm talking about. You guys say he sucks every day.
I don't say he sucks.
I think he just said
he said you can maybe, if you get lucky, fluke into a Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
Inferior quarterbacks can win Super Bowls.
You compared him to Trent Dilfer. Have you hit your head?
I just called him a top 10 quarterback.
Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl.
Mark Rippon.
You know, listen, Jared Goff, they're empty calories to me, right? You know, Do you guys pick and choose when you like stats? You know, you like stats in this instance.
They went 15. They dominated. They've been really good for three straight years.
I don't think it's because of golf. I think it's because of the surrounding pieces. I think Mike Marr could quarterback them to maybe 11 wins. And I think we'll see. He could shove it in my face and go 18-0 or whatever it takes.
Okay, but when I tell you Cliff Kingsbury is a big part of the offense, you laugh at and say any idiot can run that.
I'm not saying it's Ben Johnson. I didn't once credit Ben Johnson. He has great talent around him. I think any dope could probably coordinate that offense too. Golf, I don't expect them to take a drop off because Ben Johnson left.
Goff has 222 touchdowns in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it in L.A., all right, it's like 5 years in L.A., mm-hmm. four in Detroit, with just 94 interceptions. That's pretty good.
Again.
It's pretty good.
2-1 ratio. My mouth.
I've said he's
more
pretty
than
good.
2-1.
I've said he's
marginal,
a pretty good quarterback.
2.2-1.
Hey, look, I mean, there's no shame. There's no shame in being the 8th to 11th best quarterback in the league. That's a really good place to be in the NFL. You're going to make $50 million. I mean, it's a pretty good spot,
you know what?
He's in.
System quarterback.
All right. Back to better or worse.
What?
I think that the Lions.
Went to the Super Bowl with the Rams in a different system.
The Lions, I think it's a wash.
You know, I think I agree. You hit your head. You hit your head.
I just disrespect him. I'm sorry. I don't think he's that great.
Let me bring up another quarterback.
I'm being facetious when I say system quarterback. I'm saying it to trigger you, and you're taking me literally.
I know there's another quarterback
you hate.
That's okay. And that's Caleb Williams.
What?
He's not going to have any more excuses this year because they got significantly better. Well, am I going to play the game better or worse?
They significantly upgraded their offensive line.
They've added a stud center.
Yep.
They added Jonah Jackson, who is a guard, I believe.
Yep,
they added
Joe
Tooney, who's been to a bunch of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So they've completely redone that offensive line. Obviously, this is not a free agency move, mm-hmm. but they added Ben Johnson. There won't be excuses for Caleb Williams in year two.
He's got to have a big uptick in production. He has to be a better decision maker. He can't keep running into sacks like he did as a rookie. You need to see a different version of Caleb Williams in 2025.
So they signed.
He's another great example.
Center Drew Dahlman.
He's another great example, by the way, whose statistics I think are better than how he actually played. He had decent numbers.
He had 20 touchdowns with only 6 interceptions.
He had decent numbers.
But he took care of the ball. He got sacked a ton, and they lost a bunch of games.
Right.
Which I know some people don't want to assign wins and losses to quarterbacks, but they have a big part of wins and losses. So do you like what they've done, Cakes? Drew Dahlman,
I love what they've done.
Gets a $28 million guaranteed deal, 3 years, $42 million. He's a center.
If your young quarterback is running for his life, in most of the games, you have to upgrade your offensive line, and they've made that a priority.
So I don't know about their tackles, but their interior, their guards, it's Jackson, Tooney, and then Dahlman at center.
Yeah, it sounds like a big upgrade, and they spent a ton of dough doing it.
If they're going to be one of those teams, you know, every year there's a team that rises.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was the Commanders. The year before it was the Texans. Bears should, right, have an easier schedule. Now, they're in a tough division. Should have an easier schedule. They've upgraded the talent. They might be one of those teams that rises up and into playoff contention this year.
Hey Valdez, why do you think why do you think Sean McVay gave up on Jared Goff after he took him to the Super Bowl? I think I know why he did.
He sucks. You know what? You're right. He sucks. He's an awful quarterback. He sucks. He'll never do anything.
Again, I never said that.
He's the reason why Detroit's stuck in the mud. He's a bad quarterback.
Stuck in the mud.
That's a passive-aggressive way.
He sucks. You're right. He sucks. He sucks.
That's a passive-aggressive. It's kind of pathetic, actually. It's embarrassing. Why don't you
I'll
have
answer
a debate?
For you, EB.
Why don't
McVay,
you have a debate?
Well, you know more
McVay
than me.
McVay got frustrated.
I never suggested that system I know more than you. I have an opinion. Why did Sean McVay trade or move on? I don't even know what the hell he did. From Jared Goff. Why did he move on? Because he didn't think he could win the Super Bowl with him. That's exactly what he did. Now, I could also make your argument and say, why did the Lions give up on Stafford? Because they didn't think they could win a Super Bowl with him.
Well, but I think that McVay did it.
That's why Sean McVay moved on from Jared Goff.
McVay did it because they didn't want to give him, I think, continue to give him like huge money for his production because the last 2 years it went down.
And then he got
to Detroit, like his last season in LA, 20 touchdowns, 13 picks. So it wasn't a 2-1 spread anymore. He wasn't having all these touchdown passes, which earlier in his career in LA he did. And then he got with Detroit and he got with Ben Johnson, and all of a sudden he started putting up much bigger numbers and finishing fifth in the MVP. So that's kind of why they did it.
I think they did it also because he didn't win the big one, and they didn't think they could get through. They could get there and finish it off.
And by the way, it's okay to not be as good as Matthew Stafford. He's probably one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
He can be. He can be. I think he's also inconsistent, but he can be.
800-636-1067 is the number. Some big news regarding Tiger Woods yesterday. Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. I was trying to look up when Tiger Woods won his last major. Was that about 5 years ago?
2019, he stole a major that no one thought he would ever do again. I distinctly remembering arguing with Lurch about it for maybe 5 years. It's one of my greatest victories. One of my greatest.
Best victory laps of all time.
One of my greatest of all time.
Well, ever since then, people are hoping you can get another one. And just one more. Just strike some magic on a weekend. Well, yet another setback for Tiger Woods. A ruptured Achilles tendon, which apparently happened in his home.
I almost even wonder if he did it.
You think he's making it up? You think he's lying about the injury?
I think he's addicted to painkillers. I think I've never seen a guy with more surgeries. Like, honestly, the guy goes under the knife all the time.
He's up there with Mark Slareth.
I mean,
didn't Slareth have about 23 or 24 knee surgeries?
He loves surgeries. I mean, if he ruptured his Achilles tendon legitimately.
I'm the anti-Tiger Woods. Only surgery I've ever had.
Yeah.
Vasectomy.
Yeah.
Elective surgery. Elective.
Yeah.
His temple is better than Tiger's.
I mean,
it's more durable.
Maybe.
It's way more durable. It's not even close.
You haven't done anything.
He's had 100 surgeries. I play tennis and pickleball, and I've run a marathon. How dare you? You've had way more surgeries than I have, by the way. It's not even close.
I've also done a lot more.
You haven't done that much more.
Okay.
You got a broke down palace over there.
That's true, but I mean, I played basketball 4 days a week.
Okay.
And played soccer probably two or three
tennis.
Days a week for
That's
years.
Fine. Ran That's fine. For decades.
Recently.
You have a million surgeries. I got zero.
It's true, but I mean, whatever. I've been more of a weekend warrior than you.
Those are the facts.
Over the years.
All I can put out are facts.
Listen, regarding Tiger.
And I would say the Tiger's done way more than either of us because he did.
Not even close.
He killed his body by doing the running with the vest and all those crazy things that he supposedly did. Lifting weights for 3 hours a day. And
the undercurrent of speculation is always that he did some things, took some things that have helped his body break down. You know, a la like a Jose Canseco or a Mark McGuire.
He's not all natural, like. That's this body.
There's
right
no
here.
There's no reason to believe that. Although his name may have been, I don't know if his name was caught up in the Victor Conti stuff.
Is this going to finally get you off your Tiger addiction?
No, I have been very, I think very steady with my Tiger thing. So I hate him. Let me finish my point. I hate him as a person. I actually hate him. But I'm addicted to watching him play golf.
I
couldn't hate him more than I do today, because I actually said this on Grant and Danny's show yesterday. There's few things in life that irk me more than someone that doesn't live up to their potential. It's sad. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. And he's someone that embodies that. For as great a career as he's had, he's stolen joy from you, even though you don't like him. You,
he all hasn't of us stolen anything from me.
That like to watch him play golf.
I can unequivocally say he's stolen nothing.
No, he has, and he's
he hasn't robbed me of anything.
If he was still winning, you would have tuned in more. You would have.
I mean,
you would have checked out a Masters.
Maybe a little bit, but
more than when I don't. Who won the last Masters?
I'm not watching start to finish.
But the Tiger fan doesn't go into a tournament that he's playing with hopes that he wins.
Right.
Not at this point.
At this point, you go and you want to watch because out of the 70 some shots he's going to hit, you know, five of them are going to be vintage Tiger,
mm-hmm.
and you're psyched to go see the vintage Tiger.
Right.
Not every shot's going to be awesome like he was in 2000. You just want to see the glimpse of it.
But yes. At some point, he's going to pull the plug. Like, I always defended your argument, EB, because I'm not an ageist like Cakes. And I love that Phil Mickelson won one after 50, because I think it's possible, especially in golf. And Tom Watson was one shot away from pulling it off. I know he didn't, Cakes.
But he did not pull it off because he was 59.
Correct.
He didn't pull it off because he got a hard bounce.
Right.
On the 18.
Right.
Excuses. But I hear a lot of them.
But it wasn't because of his age.
I've always agreed with you that, you know, on one-offs, he can get hot and pull it off. But the data is the data at some point, right? He won 14 of his majors by 2008. He won the Masters in 2019. That was the one-off. Could he do it again? Sure. But, like, we keep waiting every year. It's kind of a new story.
Let alone four.
Yeah. He can't play a full round with his...
It's preposterous.
Seems like he can't play a full weekend with his son.
Jack's record is so safe.
Jack's the greatest golfer of all time. Tiger had the most dominant stretch. Jack's the greatest of all time. End of story. I don't even think Tiger would argue it.
He's going to make a fortune when he passes because he's hoarding Golden Bear merchandise somewhere, like in a garage unit.
I thought it was Arnold Palmer merchandise.
He's doing all that.
Arnold Palmer inspired me yeah. when I saw his umbrella pins going for $400 right. after he died.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, EB, and I'm not some golf nut, but I'll watch a major if there's a good storyline.
Well,
and Tiger Woods is a great storyline.
The good news is
when he's competing, especially when he's in the mix for a championship, and it's been so long. So, like, when it's random, I can't even remember these guys' names. Wyndham Clark. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody cares about him.
No, but you know who the fan base, I think, the general population has warmed up to over the last few years, and that's Scottie Scheffler. Because he was so dominant. He has kept golf afloat. Almost single-handedly, especially with the LIV and the PGA Tour guys separating.
I think Scheffler has something about him.
Scheffler has something to him that has captured the public to an extent.
And the arrest probably helped.
Nowhere near Tiger.
The arrest thing probably helped him.
Helped his Q rating. Yes. Now, we'll see if he can carry us. But there are enough storylines. Bryson, to me, is still fascinating. There are enough storylines to keep the majors going.
Isn't Scheffler kind of boring, though? I know you're trying to pin your hopes on Scheffler, but
very,
and I know
very
he's
boring.
Super talented.
Yeah,
but
Tiger was boring personality-wise.
Here's why the difference, in my opinion, is that when you're dominant the way Scottie was there for a period of time, when you're dominant like that, that takes precedence over everything
else. When you're lapping the field with your skill.
Yeah.
Because everyone on the PGA Tour is skilled.
You can but be when a bore fest.
Yeah, but when you can just...
machine-like.
Yes. When you're able to be at the top of the mountain mm-hmm. and look down on everyone who's very good, like you got some aura to you.
Should Tiger Woods, though, just say it? Even though we know he's done, should he just say, hey, I'm done. I'll play on the senior tour. I'm done trying to chase this.
But what's
because
shocking
my
is,
body won't let me do it. It's obvious.
He might.
Can I pull the plug already?
Well, because I think he deep down, like, I think it irks him that Phil won over 50. Like honestly,
that's, right, that's the best thing Tiger fans have going for them.
Yeah, it showed. That's the blueprint that Phil can have a terrible 10 years and then steal one at 50. And I think
sad state of affairs. Guys just holding on, just grasping.
He still can hit great shots, but like Valdez says, he's going to hit four good shots. He's not going to hit 70. You know, like great shots. I texted my buddy yesterday. I'm not kidding. We're both kind of in the same boat. I hate Tiger. I love watching him play golf. I hate him as a human. I hate what he's done to his body. I hate the deception of lies. I still don't. How does mom die?
I hate
Why is everything a secret? What, like, What's going on? I hate that.
What
you know,
happened?
This but they don't do an autopsy on everybody. I have no idea about this particular case.
I feel like the public has a right to know. I don't know. We just saw her perfectly healthy 2 days earlier, and then boom, dead.
Yeah, like
if she was old.
If she was in hiding and not in the TGL box sipping a mojito.
I know.
Maybe she had a massive stroke or a heart attack.
Yes, like, just say it.
They want the medical records to be private. Some people don't want that stuff out in the public.
You're giving them too much.
People have a right to medical privacy.
I'm not suggesting that they don't, but usually when you're in the public eye, you know, they'll say, hey, you know what? You know, had a stroke or had
He's also a big liar, too.
He's a big liar.
Because when they had the Genesis, and it was at Torrey, and they had him, and they were talking to him about his mom, and he says, I've been so grief-stricken, I haven't been able to pick up a club. He was playing 2 days ago.
You guys sound
the president.
Very tortured by following Tiger all these years.
Yeah, but he might be playing with a cart in that case. He might have to be a golf cart.
He said he didn't touch. He said he didn't touch a club.
Yeah,
he
does. You know what I mean?
He played like 36 days ago.
Massive liar. Was it? I don't know if it was Valdez that told me this. It may have been, but that car accident. Somebody was just telling me this the other day. Did that car accident he got in with the pedal fracture?
You looking up Tiger Woods news?
I mean, I do have Tiger Woods right here. Like, I just don't understand why people keep following the guy when he can't crack an egg and can't win tournaments anymore.
800-636-1067
is the number. When he was 50, would you follow him?
Ovi's still productive.
Would you
Ovi's still productive right now. Right now, as we speak.
So was Tiger at 40. Would you follow Ovi at 50?
I mean, when he's playing in the KHL?
Would you? No, when he's playing, let's say he's playing in the NHL.
He's still playing for the Caps at 50.
Yeah, let's say.
Nobody plays till 50 unless you're Gordie Howe.
He won't play along with you.
He won't play along.
It's the same thing, Cakes.
He would.
Yeah, right. It's the same.
Probably would. He is my guy.
Right.
A little bit later in the show, Michael Phillips joins us. We talk about all the Commanders acquisitions and guys on the move. Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel with some perspective on this Tiger Woods stuff coming up at 8:45 here on The Junkies.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.